Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
In this corner, from Reading, Pennsylvania, he's smart, sassy, and definitely not a jinx.
Something's afoot. That's all I'm saying.
It's Matt Steinmetz.
Yeah!
And in this corner, straight out of the Yoon.
I need meat on my bone.
He's a certified stud and definitely isn't still rocking a 92 caddy. It's Daryl, the Guru Johnson.
Hell yeah!
Now, it's time for Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
All righty, game three, Warriors-Clippers tonight, 7:30, Staples Center. I'm not sure if we thought there'd be a big game in this series or not. Tonight's a big game for the Warriors. They don't want to get down 2-1 in the first round of the NBA playoffs to the 8-seeded LA Clippers. And so the Warriors are going to try to get back on track tonight. However, and there always seems to be a however this year with the Warriors, I got to ask you about Kevin Durant. And I was thinking about this. And if anybody out there is saying, oh, man, you're going to talk about Kevin Durant. Yeah, we're going to talk about Kevin Durant. Because every time he talks, he says something interesting or head-scratching or just something that makes you raise your eyebrows and say, huh. But before we get to what he said, let me ask a question. So I keep hearing, and I've heard, Kevin Durant's the best player in the NBA. He's better than LeBron now. Kevin Durant's the best player, better than Curry. Kevin Durant's one of the greatest of all time. Better than Larry Bird now, people are saying. Okay. Well, here's my question. Let's talk about some of the greats. Jordan, Bird, Magic, LeBron.
Mm-hmm.
When is the last time you had a great player entering a ball game, an important playoff game, and nobody has any idea what to expect from him? Nobody has any idea the way Kevin Durant is going to play tonight. Is he going to take 25 shots? I don't know. Is he going to take 10? I don't know. Is he going to be aggressive? I don't know. Is he going to be passive? I don't know. I don't know how Kevin Durant's going to play tonight. It is the entire theme of the game. How is Kevin Durant going to play? How's he going to react? How's he going to do? He's Kevin Durant. He's the best player in the NBA, according to some. So why do we not know what to expect? And I guess my question is, how can you be the best player in the NBA, but nobody knows how you're going to play? Because let me tell you, people know how Kobe was going to play.
40 shots.
People know how Magic was going to play. And everybody knew how Star was going to play. What do you think? Everybody take a guess. 888-957-9570. Everybody take a guess. What's Kevin Durant going to do tonight in Game 3? How's he going to play? What's he going to look like? Go ahead, Guru.
Is it wrong? No. Is it wrong for me to say he's become an enigma? Because it is puzzling, Steiny. It's mysterious. And now you have a game against the Clippers that I'm confident from a basketball standpoint that the Warriors are going to win. But now that confidence wanes because I don't know the million-dollar question you just posed. How is 35 going to come out? And I almost drove off the road trying to text you and Curly. I shouldn't be driving and texting. You and Curly, after I heard the soundbite with him and Medina, Kerr's saying what I'm saying. He can shoot 20 to 30 times. But KD's saying, I don't have to play like that. I don't know if I'm going to play like that. Why should I play like that? You know who I am. It's puzzling. So there's two games tonight, and I don't know how it's going to play out, and I'm a little nervous, man.
Well, here's the other thing. Everybody's talking about Patrick Beverley. Beverley's doing something. Beverly's in his head. Durant's, that is. I maintain this has nothing to do with Patrick Beverly. And here's what I will cite as proof. All right? I want you to take in some of these numbers.
I got my pen.
In the 4 years preceding when Kevin Durant came to the Warriors, all right, his last 4 years in Oklahoma City, okay, he played in 309 games the last 4 years with OKC. Five times in four years, he took nine shots or less, single-digit attempts. I'm not even going to get into two of those games were 47-point win and 45-point win. I'm going to give you single-digit shooting nights, five of 300 night games. Okay, then he came to the Warriors. In Kevin Durant's first 233 games as a Warrior, first 233, he shot nine or less times six times. Six times in 233 games. Some of the margins of victory in those six games, they had a 46-point win, a 37-point win, a 29-point win, and a 25-point win. You get what I'm talking about?
No, I got it.
In the last 13 games, Kevin Durant's taken single-digit shots in six of them. He's taken single-digit shots in six of the last 13 games, when before that, he took single-digit shots in six of 233 games. So my question is, what are we talking about here? I mean, what are we talking about? Do we really believe that everything's okay with Durant? I don't believe that. I said I didn't believe it even late in the season when I was bringing up this discrepancy. So, the Golden State Warriors, they play the Clippers tonight. It's a simple question. How's Kevin Durant going to play? Do we know?
He said it yesterday, Steiny. He's going to play. To his credit, though, and this is why I'm baffled and confused. They were up 31 with him playing the way he was playing.
Okay.
And in his mind, he feels like he's going to let the game come to him. So it's not like the Warriors are down 18 or 22 and he's not shooting. So there is some merit to what he's saying from a team perspective. But since what? I went on that tangent about, I want you to be flying through the air like the Thor, and he did that in the fourth quarter when he came with that vicious dunk. We all want more of Kevin Durant, but I guess, Steiny, he's telling you he lets the defense dictate to him how he's going to play. But those numbers, 309 games, 233 in six times, something's there. I just don't know what it is. So tonight's another big chapter for all of us to see if there's something to it, or he's going to come out and just let him go. And that means shots.
From the 510, Guru and Steiny, stop it. Everyone, including me, was complaining about Durant going one-on-one too much last season against the Rockets. He's playing team basketball and trying to make the right play. He's trying to find the balance between playing in the flow and being assertive. How long has KD been in the league? 10 years?
Yeah.
So why is this manifested itself in the last 4 weeks?
And you go ahead. I don't have that. That's why I think it's something.
Like what? Okay. If people complained about him all last year, why didn't he come into the season saying, you know what? I'm gonna make some subtle adjustments. I'm gonna try not to go out there and be the. This all happened in March, with three weeks left in the regular season. So listen, I get it. Maybe Durant's just trying to get in the flow and get others involved. I don't believe that. I believe we're talking about something more going on here. What it is, I don't know. But you can't tell me that Kevin Durant, who basically in the last 13 games has taken nine shots or less in half of them, and he's done it six and five times in the previous 4 or 5 years of his career. I mean, it just doesn't make sense. It doesn't make any sense why Kevin Durant is taking this tack.
You think he's hurt?
I don't think he's hurt, no.
That rib cage and cartilage area, Steiny, I'm going back to the Minnesota game. I'm one. This would explain if he's dealing with something he's not letting on to where it's painful to even create. And maybe this would explain everything. And when the season's over, and hopefully it culminates with the three-peat, he'll tell us. But other than that, man, I'm scratching my head. And I know we got to get to the update here. But I honestly thought Kerr or somebody would sit KD down. And that's why when I heard that Medina soundbite, it didn't sound like they're talking.
Unbelievable.
It doesn't sound. And we're gonna have Matt Barnes on at 11. I'm gonna ask him, Steiny, would you sit him? Just talk to him?
Kevin Durant.
He's let us know.
Did
that.
Anybody ever say, Larry Bird, we gotta sit down. Hey, MJ.
If we saw a metamorphosis
down.
Like this in regard to his shot attempts, we would.
Right. So then let's put the rat on the table. Quit saying he's Bird. Quit saying he's Magic. Quit saying he's LeBron James. Nobody would dare say, I wonder if the coach is going to sit down Larry Bird and tell him what. Get out of here. Come on. Now, one text, 510. Steiny, you're overanalyzing game two, is what the text says. And this, I think, is a fair point. You're overanalyzing the game two performance as his 8 shots are misleading. He got to the line 12 times.
Yep.
That doesn't count as... Okay, fine. All right. So
we talked about
let's
those
give him six
shots.
Let's give him 6 more shots.
Okay.
So he goes from 8 to 14. Oh, we don't have a... We don't have anything?
Okay. I'm in the 25 to 30 category.
He takes 14 shots. Everything's fine. Let's not even talk about it. We're making something out of nothing. Let's go to Anna, find out what's happening on 95.7 The Gate.
All right, thanks, Steiny. What's coming up on The Game is brought to you by Tire Pros. Warriors head down to SoCal to face the Clippers in Game 3 with the series tied at 1 apiece. The Warriors look to rebound tonight in L.A. after a shocking comeback from the Clippers in Game 2. Will they be able to bounce back? Well, former Warrior Matt Barnes will chat with Steiny and Guru. That's coming up at 11 a.m. Game 3 coverage starts with Warriors Live at 6. Then at 6:20 is your chance to win cash in Warriors Trivia Takedown. Listen to all Warrior playoff action right here on 95.7 Game. Andrew Bogut will start in place of DeMarcus Cousins, who's out with a torn quad. What can we expect from Bogut? Well, another big man, Maurice Spates, will join the Dame and Bruce show today at 5:30. The NFL schedules have been released. 49ers have 3 primetime games and start the season in Tampa Bay. And the Raiders will open the season Monday night against Denver. And the Sharks on the brink tonight against the Golden Knights, down 3-1 in the series. Martin Jones with the start. I'm Anna Kagarakis on the Bay Area's number one sports station, 95.7 The Game.
Now, back to Steinmetz and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
That's Steinmetz, Dell, the Guru Johnson with you, getting you ready for Game 3, Golden State Warriors against the L.A. Clippers. Tip-off tonight at 7:30. Guru and I have Warriors live at 6 o'clock. Guru, what do you got?
Steiny, I'm excited. It's playoff time in the Bay Area, and Sprint and 957 The Game want to hook you up with Dubs gear. Join me this Saturday, April 20th, at the Sprint store, Steiny, inside Stonestown's at 3251 20th Avenue in San Francisco from 12 to 2 p.m. And guess what? I'll have a ton of prizes, including Dubs shirts and a jersey. For more info, visit the events page at 957thegame.com. And my friend, will you be there with me?
When?
This Saturday, 12 to 2 p.m. Stonestown.
No, I won't.
420.
No, I'll have my Warriors Weekly.
You're right. Hey, they have you on when I'm out and about. They have
you on.
Yeah.
You know what? I'm off at 1. Maybe I'll shoot down there for the last 15 minutes or so.
I'll be waiting.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Look out of that.
And if not, we'll make sure we'll text and we'll hook up after. All right. Kevin Durant.
KD.
I'm asking what's going on with Kevin Durant. Because I don't think anybody knows. And there still appears to be a contingent of Warrior fans that are saying there's nothing going on. All right. I'm willing to listen to you if you're going to say nothing's going on. Let's just take a listen to some of what happened yesterday at practice. First of all, here's Steve Kerr asked about KD.
He can get any shot he wants anytime. So I want to see him get 20 shots, 30.
Do you have any idea why? Was it something Beverly was doing, or was he just trying to focus more on
his team? No, I don't know. It was a tough game. It was a tough game for him. He had 9 turnovers. It wasn't his night. But like I said, he's
He's the most skilled basketball player on earth. So, and he's a champion, a two-time finals MVP. This guy, he'll be coming out tomorrow firing and ready to play.
All right. That's good. Durant's going to be coming out firing.
All right.
All right, let's go see what Kevin Durant has to say, because he's going to come out firing.
I'm not going to go out there and just go shoot 20 or 30 shots. You know, I don't play like that. So, I mean, we were up 30 points. So I had five shots. Everybody's shots were kind of evenly distributed around that time. We were up 30. So me taking two more shots after that wasn't a reason why we lost. Well, when I get the ball and in my positions to score, I will look to score. If I don't have an option to score, I will look to pass. So we run a lot of plays here. We move the ball every time down court. So every time I touch it, I'm not just going to break the play just to be aggressive just because I need to get up 30 shots because it looked like something wrong with me. No, I'm going to play I'm going to play basketball. We won game one that way. We were up 30 game two. I think we just need to stick with the game plan we had the first 3.5 quarters and do that for 48 minutes.
You know what? I got to call BS on that. That is such BS. It just is. So he's saying, hey, we were up 31. I took six shots. Nobody said anything. Yes, you're right, because you were up 31. Then it goes from 31 to 23, and we're waiting. And then it goes from 23 to 16, and we're waiting. And then it goes from 16 to single digits, and we're waiting. And then eventually the Clippers take the lead and we're waiting. I mean, I get it. Don't shoot if you're up 31. But what about when you're up 23, 18, 16, 12, 9,
well,
7,
out.
5? The point remains, and the point remains in a big way. I get it. Hey, you're up 20. You know what? I respect players that are like, I don't want to get 30 points in a garbage game that we win by 30.
I've seen him asked out of games like that.
I completely respect that. But this is not what happened. Let's not kid ourselves. 888-957-9570. That's a number. What do you think Kevin Durant is going to do tonight?
Now, if conventional wisdom would have you think Doc Rivers and the Clippers players and the owner, Ballmer, think Kevin Durant's going to come out guns blazing. Do you think maybe Kerr is playing possum in that soundbite and didn't want to, the 510 text in, and I kind of give it some merit, didn't want to give away the game plan?
What game plan?
That, you know
what's
what?
The game plan?
Put the ball in the hole.
Give me a break. Give me a break.
Put the damn ball in the hole.
It's not a game plan issue. We all know it's not a game plan issue. Warriors won handily in game one, and they were up 31 in game two. Let's go to John in Richmond. What's up, John? How you doing, man?
Yeah, hey, guys. Listen, this can all be traced to when the Warriors won those two games when Durant was out. That's when it started.
Okay.
And you got to just summarize from that it got in Durant's head, well, everyone's saying that the Warriors play better without me or I screw up the ball movement, so we'll see about that. Well, then he came back and he wasn't taking a lot of shots, and look what happened. The Warriors started winning and playing good. So then you got to just think to yourself, well, maybe they're right. And so I think Durant's kind of having this internal conflict in his mind where he doesn't want to believe that they're better when he doesn't shoot as much, but he's shooting less just to kind of like prove a point because he feels like that's what everybody's been saying is best for the team.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. 925's mad at me for saying I'm calling BS. On Durant. I am calling BS on Durant. I'm absolutely calling BS on Durant.
And guys of his caliber and skill are in scoring position anytime you get the damn ball. That's the cloth I come from. What guys like Kevin Durant, it's not about, oh, dude, you're a walking shot. Take it. And I want this to go away. And with the Beverly thing and a win by 20 will do it, Steiny. But if he just shoots 25 times tonight, it'll go away. Just there's too much going on to where you don't know. We all don't. It's not just about basketball. And that's what's bothering me. And I wonder if it's bothering his teammates.
It would bother me.
But for my coach to
say, what's Steph Curry expecting out of Kevin Durant tonight? What's he expecting out of his big teammate?
I hope they're having breakfast now and Curry asking them. And maybe I'm naive because, again, that soundbite tells me they're not talking. Durant and Kerr are not having a conversation.
I mean, I actually get that. Now, when you said Curry and Durant having breakfast, that I could see. I could totally see
and
that.
What would the discussion be?
What's up, man? That's what a leader is. What's up?
Right.
What's going on?
Right.
You know why? You know why Steph Curry would say, KD, what's going on, man?
Is there anything going on?
Of course there's something going on. This is the biggest joke I've ever seen in my entire life. I got people saying, hey, guys, love the show, but why are you looking for something? Are you that dumb? Really? Please, 888-957-9570. Call in and tell me why everything is fine. That we're making something. There's nothing here. Do you really believe there's nothing
here? No, they're 1-1. They are 1-1 with the A seed.
And I'm not even saying Durant's a jerk. Why is he doing this? I don't know. It may come from a good place. I have no idea. I'm going back to one simple thing. Just don't tell me there's nothing going on. I don't know what's going on. I don't know why it's going on.
You may never,
just
ever
don't
know.
Tell me that there's nothing going on. To me, that's insulting. It really is.
So, you know me. There's two scoreboards tonight, right? Let's just put the rat on the table. The score between the Warriors and the Clippers, and how aggressive Kevin Durant is tonight. And if he doesn't know that, call me because I'll let him know. Dude, just be aggressive. And aggressive is not passing. Aggressive is 15 to 25 shots from you. You got to do that. The culture needs it.
John and Marin. Hey, John.
You know, this has been very frustrating for me. I mean, Kevin Durant, there are all kinds of issues about him. But game two was lost on defense. When you
yes.
score 131 points in the NBA and you don't win, it's defense. It has nothing to do with how many shots the guy took. The other issue about Durant is he brought it on himself, all of it. When you marry somebody, and I'm married, your wife doesn't tell you every year we're going to do our vows so that if I want, I can leave. The fans in the Bay Area have every right to be pissed at Durant for doing that. You can't be embraced by the fans if every year you're going to remarry. And that's all I got to say.
Thanks for the call. Appreciate it. And, John, one thing I want to piggyback on with what John just said. He's absolutely right. The biggest issue is really not Kevin Durant offensively. It's Golden State defensively in the second half. But are we really going to sit here for 3-4 hours and talk about the defense? Well, we can, but let's face it. There's a bigger elephant in the room, and it's Kevin Durant.
A large elephant.
And let's not act like there isn't, that's all. That's all I'm saying. I just want somebody to tell me what's up. AWOL, San Jose. What's up, AWOL?
Yeah, how you doing?
Doing well, man.
Yeah, all right. I had a question, man. For one, if you guys look at KD just historically, KD has always been the same. The only reason why we look at it this way is because we have a magnifying glass under him because he plays for us now.
Mm-hmm.
He always had that type of personality, even in OKC. But I had a question. We had a debate going in the sports chat about 300, 400 comments. Who do you guys think is a better player, KD or Larry Bird? I'm not talking about, the antics and the things that, go on right now. I'm talking about pure basketball, pure talent. KD's in his prime here, and Bird is in his prime. You get to pick one player. Which one of these players are you taking? Because virtually, the stats are pretty much the same. Bird might have a few more rebounds and maybe one or two more assists per game. KD has more blocks and more points. Which one of these players are you taking, both in their prime, and you got one pick to start a franchise?
Well, that's easy for me. I'm taking Kevin Durant. No slight to Bird.
I'm taking Bird, and I don't even think it's that close, to tell you the truth. And thanks for the call, AWOL. Here's why I take Bird. The scoring's pretty close. Obviously, Durant's a better scorer, but Bird's better rebounder, better passer. And you know what else? And I think we found this out the last 3 years. Larry Bird made teammates better. Does Kevin Durant make teammates better? I don't think he does.
And you know I hate that.
I don't think he does. I mean,
it's not his responsibility to me.
Okay, you know, well, then he's not as good as Bird. Then he's not as good as Bird if he doesn't have a responsibility to make teammates better. That's what stars do. That's what the great...
But like Mikhail was going to be a star if he was on...
Right, but he's one notch below Bird. I mean, he didn't make anybody better.
But Parrish was good. They brought something to the table. DJ.
Okay.
And, you know, now you go Jordan with Horace Grant and guys of lesser talent. I'm just saying that's an attribute that doesn't rank highly on my list when you talk about what do you want
making
from a star.
Making players better?
Yeah.
That's about as big as... anything can be for me. And to me, it's like, okay, let's throw players out there. Carmelo Anthony. Well, he never made anybody better. That's why
Westbrook?
He never ascended. No, nope. Westbrook doesn't make guys better. No. Curry makes guys better. I'll give him that. LeBron makes guys better. Antetokounmpo's getting real close.
And the text line and us, Matt, let's Steiny, they went in at half and saw their teammates could have been crying. It doesn't matter. They all felt like they wanted to. They were sick to their gut. So I'm giving them that pass that the letdown, even though the lead grew in the second half, I'm giving them that they were just like, damn, it is a downer that DeMarcus Cousins is done. I don't think that's going to happen again. It's not going to happen again. So we're going to get more to break down tonight from these four quarters than us ignoring that was a big deal, man. It affected all those guys in Warrior uniforms more than we probably know.
Let's go to Zach in Richmond. Hey, Zach.
Hey, you guys. Bear with me for about 30 seconds, all right?
Yep.
Let me just rewind to 2 weeks ago. All was good in Warrior land because the ball was finally moving, and it seemed, though, all the Warriors fans, what they had been talking about, Kevin Durant buying in and all this stuff, had finally happened. But I was worried, and I'll tell you why. Because Kevin Durant reads a lot of coverage about himself and the team, and I was worried that he might actually think that people are saying, oh, it's all good now, oh, Kevin Durant's buying in, that it might have pissed him off because he's a complex guy. Everything, you know, when sometimes some people, they just don't function when everything's working all good, and I actually think he took it to the other extreme and became less aggressive, almost out of spite, so that we could say, well, now we want you to shoot. Kevin Durant, to me, is kind of like being in a relationship with someone who will always wait for you to call, and there's never a point where everything is just all good and you can just relax. And that's all I got for you.
Thank you very much. Appreciate the call, Zach.
I just don't get it, and again, I just hope we see an ultra-aggressive Kevin Durant tonight. He has to know. He has to hear the noise.
888-957-9570, the number. We got Matt Barnes coming up at 11. Member of the We Believe team. Definitely going to ask him about Kevin Durant. Let's go to, how about we go to Greg? Greg on 680. What's up, Greg?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Absolutely.
I kind of think it's a double standard with Kevin because last year in the playoffs when, you know, he would go ISO ball, the movement would stop, their game would stagnate, and there was no, you know, there was no action on the court, and they looked bad. And now he's facilitating, and we're giving him grief because he's not taking over. And now I think there needs to be a happy medium, and maybe it's his ego when Kerr says, hey, like the soundbite that whatever TBS got last year, you know, maybe he doesn't like it, and so he says, fine, I'm not going to play with your toys. But I think somewhere if he's a true team player, he would go, okay, now it's my turn, now it's your turn, and you get a somewhere in the middle. I don't really think that was the reason they lost. I think, you know, the grabbing and the holding and the foul trouble is really what cost them. I mean, I thought a fight was going to break out. I think really the answer would be, like, you know, get some of those, you know, 7, 8, 9 guys come in, set some hard fouls. You know, I loved it when Cook came in and lit up, I think it was Beverly, you know, and said, hey, you're not going to go that way. It freed up Durant. He got a nice little shot. So, I think it's the double standard of Durant, you know, and maybe it's his ego in the way and he won't kick in and go, hey, now it's my turn. But they're better when he's not taking over and just saying, give me the ball, I'm going to take the 30 shots. I agree with his soundbite, like, I'm not going to force it because they look bad when it's Kevin Durant iso ball.
Thanks a lot for the call. Appreciate it, Greg. 510 saying he's still playing iso ball, but he's not shooting anymore. So the results are worse. I think there's very much something to that. And I think I talked about this the other day on a practical level. I think what's happening is, you know, when Kevin Durant, when everybody complains about Kevin Durant going iso, it really is shot clock 15, shot clock 10, shot clock 8. We don't really have much. Let's go to Durant, and he can get us a bucket as the shot clock is you know, 6, 5, whatever. The problem is they're going to Durant with 15 on the shot clock, and he's holding, looking. Now here comes a double. Now he gives the ball up with 8 on the shot clock. So now you have your best isolation player who can score better than anybody on the team with the shot clock on his back and with good defense being played, but he didn't have the ball. So it's somebody else. And as great as Curry and Clay are, they're not as good isolation-wise as Kevin Durant. So I think that's a practical thing that's happening is he's got the ball early enough in the clock, but he's not doing anything with it. And then when he does give it up, they don't have a lot of time. And then he's not the finisher.
Okay, but where was this 2 years in the finals when the Warriors needed, they were hemorrhaging and needed a shot, and it was Kevin Durant that bailed their ass out? There was no problem with isolation. And that's why I want to, if it is, he's listening to the social media, please put stop. These jackals don't know hoop. Be who you are, the greatest scorer in our game. And the greatest scorers never shoot under 10 shots. And I gave him the pass and the out, saying, oh, he was working on stuff. But now it's filtered over into the offs. It's 1-1, and I think Beverly is beloved by the world because he's going up against a big dog, and he has no business doing that. So rub his face in it, Kevin Durant, by getting buckets tonight and quieting the noise.
Who cares about the noise? I mean, do you really think Kevin Durant should care about this radio show or what callers are saying or what I'm saying? The answer is no, but he does.
Right.
That's and a personality issue.
If you want to go Ghostbusters Kevin Durant and you want to spray all the people that are commenting, go out there and drop 30, drop 40. It's not going away, Steiny. He's making a mountain out of a molehill by going the way he's going. And your coach is saying, hey, shoot 30 to 40 time. I don't play like that. Not good, man.
Let's go to Fred in Richmond. Hey, Fred.
Hey, how y'all doing, man?
Going well, man. Doing well.
All right. I just wanted to say, you know, as a fan of the game, you know, we're forgetting the fact that the Warriors was up 31.
Yep.
I really believe that if the Warriors would have won like they should have, this wouldn't even be a big issue. Yeah, Kevin Durant hasn't been aggressive. We all see it in his game because I think he's clearly trying to find a way to make it where he could just ease on up out of here at the end of the season on July 1st. That's just a speculation. But at the end of the day, I wish everybody would get at Curry and get at Clay and get at Draymond because they were on the team game two when we gave up that 31-point lead.
Yep.
Everybody needs to take the blame for it. You know, it was bad coaching. I mean, he should have been subbed in a little earlier. Steph was in foul trouble. It was just a lot of things that went on. It was a fluky game.
That could
tonight,
be.
The Warriors blow these guys out by 25. And this time next week, Patrick Beverly's going to be, you know, gone fishing.
Thanks
you know,
for
like TNT say yeah. all the time. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm taking that bet. I'll take that the Warriors win the first round. Thanks, Fred. Appreciate it. There's a text that says, so if he goes 5-for-20 tonight, but the Warriors lose, that's good too. Listen, please don't be simplistic about this. Please don't. Listen, when the regular season was coming to an end and there were 3 or 4 weeks left and Durant was already, and I'm going to say it, onto this kick where he wasn't shooting. I remember you and I talking, Guru, yep. And me saying, you think it, I mean, is that good? 25 shots, 6 shots, 19 shots, 7 shots? Everybody.
I was included.
It's fine. Yep. Everything's fine. I mean, he's facilitating. He's showing he can do more things.
I said it.
And I said it at the time. That's not right. It doesn't mean he can't do other things. It's like Kevin Durant is not a player that's made to try to get 12 assists a game. If it happens in a game, dynamite. He can do it. But you really want Kevin Durant to go out there and say, I'm going to try to get everybody involved. No!
I don't.
The job is for other players to get Kevin Durant involved because he's the best scorer in the NBA. Scorer, not player. Scorer, not player. And that's the thing. I mean, he's just, something's going on. And you know what? Tonight, I don't care what he does tonight. It's not going to be like, oh, he showed you. No, he's got to do it the rest of the postseason. What's okay? Great. He's going to take 25 shots tonight. Great. That's what he's been doing every other game.
No, it would mean that he, yeah, but you got to make adjustments. And even if he feels like, I hear what you're saying, play the game, you got to play it a different way. Your team, yeah, I know they play had 131 like,
you know
points.
I'm so sick of sugarcoating this. Play like you care. Play like you care, and everything will be taken care of. I'm so sick of sitting here and saying, oh, Kevin Durant, he's okay. Everything's fine. No, okay, everything's fine. Yeah, okay. I'm sold. Come on, Warrior fans.
Well, it was until they dropped game 2.
By the way, Warrior fans are not going to like what the Clippers are doing. You want to talk about a troll job. You think I troll? I don't troll half as much as what Clipper fans are doing right now. That's going to be brought to you by Fremont Bank, full service banking, no compromises.
Now, back to Stein, Metz, and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
Matt Barnes coming up in 10 minutes.
Hey, wait!
We believe Matt Barnes. I got to tell him something. Something I
got
to tell him.
You got history with him?
Yeah, you know what? Guys like Matt Barnes, always interesting. If he's doing this on the phone, he probably won't make a connection. But, like, if he saw me, he'd be like, oh, yeah, I remember that dude. He's the best.
Yeah.
That guy was cool. I don't know why Bay Area Warrior fans don't like this guy. This guy tells it like it is.
I met him at Eddie House's house when Eddie was a king and they were both on the same team. I won't bring that up, though.
You just did.
No, to him.
Name dropping.
Hey, Matt, you remember
that's
me?
Name dropping in any league.
Right, you know.
888-957-9570 is the number. We can take another call. Oh, by the way, I got to tell you in a minute how Clipper fans trolling the Warriors. I got to say, it's. I'm a big fan of clever. I think it's kind of clever.
Yeah.
I think it's kind of
clever.
But
we're fired up in the Bay Area, Stoney.
Oh, yeah. Let's go to James, American Canyon. Hi, James.
Yes, sir. Good morning.
Hey, how are you?
Pretty good, sir. Pretty good. Just one thing. We can't trust Kevin Durant right now. We can't. That's all I can say.
Yeah. Thanks for the call, James. Simple.
That's strong.
What?
We can trust. It ain't about trust. It's just be aggressive. And your coach, it's not Guru saying that. It's your coach telling you that. So let's see that tonight. And maybe he just feels like, you know what? We were up 30 without me going bazonkers, shooting the ball like a Kobe or Jordan or a Bird. So there's some merit to that. They were up, Stoney. But I just want somebody on the Warriors organization or teammate to tell Durant, look, man, all you got to go out here and do is be yourself, be aggressive, and all this noise will quiet.
And see, that's
at
the heart
of
it. And that's where I want to go with some Warrior fans. That's what I think is the biggest ruse and the biggest joke of this whole thing. That you're people are like, look, Kerr's got to go tell him to be aggressive, to be yourself. I reject that completely. Why the hell do you need to tell Kevin Durant how to play? It's Kevin Durant. The mere fact that we're talking about sitting Durant, hey, man, you just got to be yourself. We need you to be aggressive. It's like, here's my way of thinking. He's doing this for a reason, all right? I don't know what the reason
Maybe
is.
Maybe he thinks it's right.
Well, he probably does think it right. It's right. But the thing I will not accept is there's nothing going on. I will not accept that. To me, That's burying your head in the sand. Okay, so he's doing something. Well, you know what? He knows what he's doing. He knows what he's doing deep down inside. So what can Steve Kerr do? Stay, KD, we need you to shoot more. Well, do we really need to tell Kevin Durant? Did you see how he explained the offense? Oh, they're top locking and Beverly's getting up underneath
me. He did make some points, though, Stoddy.
Of course he did. He made great points. Yeah. He made great points. But the question is this. Since when did we have to tell Kevin Durant how to attack a smaller player? The first time he's ever been guarded this way? I don't think so. Let's go to Mike in Oakland. Hey, Mike.
Hey, you guys. Good morning. A lot of guys have already said what I was going to say, but I think when Kevin Durant, you remember that game before he got hurt? He shot all those bricks. I mean, he was horrible that night. You remember that?
Was it the night without Curry? It might have been the night they played a game without Curry, and he was 9 for 25. That's the game I remember.
He was horrible. Okay. And then he got hurt. And then he got a chance to watch the team play as a unit.
Right.
And they won that game. And it did something to him. It made him think, well, you know what? Let me join this party because I like the way it worked. It's working. Think about it. Every time KD went to that damn ISO ball, the Warriors would lose. ISO ball equals loss to me. I think teamwork is the best way. And the reason why the Warriors are so great is because when the ball moves, it tires the other team out. It's attrition that wins these games. I'll listen from there. Thanks,
Mike. Mike, appreciate the call.
But, Steiny, where was this? Why this was? I just disagree with that premise.
Who
gives a damn about ISO? You won two titles back-to-back, and Kevin Durant was NBA Finals MVP. Who dare said at the parade or rings night that, oh, it's a problem, we're playing too much ISO ball? Who said that? Who used a bullhorn and said that was bad? The Warriors win as a unit. They're a team. And if Durant is ISO, it's ISO. It's been working. That's what I'm upset at. When is it not good enough, the style that they're playing? And these people calling left and right like, oh, he watched, they played a different style. They didn't play a different style of basketball. And he was out there when they had 30 assists. Why now is all that I'm asking.
John in San Francisco. What's up, John?
Hey, good morning, fellas. I think I kind of know what's going on here. I think Kevin doesn't appreciate the fact that, you know, when Curry takes shots from long distance and is chucking from, you know, like 30 feet out, and he doesn't hear that, people are saying, oh, you know, Curry's playing ISO ball, but he hears everything that is being told about him. And you know, when he hears ISO ball Kevin, OKC Kevin, it just sticks out and stays with him. And because he's Kevin Durant with his weird, you know, emotionally fragile mindset, he just takes that to the extreme. And now he's like, okay, you want me to move the ball? I'm just going to move the ball. And in fact, I'm gonna have more turnovers than shot attempts.
Thanks for the call, John. Appreciate it.
I just come out tonight. It's 1-1. And now you're playing with fire, okay? We saw the Warriors. We believe Matt Barnes will be on here shortly. 1-8. This is what we have now. Nobody in their right mind, I didn't, thought that this series would be 1-1. Kevin Durant took 8 shots, 12 free throws. Okay, KD, just be KD. Like you said, maybe you don't need a conversation. You heard your coach. Come out here and handle the Clippers and let everybody know that the little chihuahua, that's what I'm going to call him, is not bothering you. Because right now it looks that way, Steiny. It looks like you are, you got something going through your dome because you don't know how to attack Beverly.
David in San Leandro. What's up, David? He disagrees with me. Says everything's okay. What's up, David? How are you?
I love the show. What's up, Goo? Steinmetz, I'll still buy you a drink at Drake's, but I think you are 100% wrong, my friend.
How come?
They're going for a three-peat. They got the number one seed. Two finals MVPs. The guy just wants to play in the system. He doesn't want the hero ball, ISO. There's nothing wrong there. He does have some kind of chip on his shoulder because earlier in the year when I think Kerr told him to play with anger, and then he said, I thought we're supposed to play with joy.
Right.
I'm supposed to play with anger. He is listening a little bit too much, but there's nothing wrong. And my head is not in the sand, sir.
Well, hold on, David. He was the Finals MVP the last 2 years. And 3 weeks from the end of the regular season, he, for some reason, stopped shooting as much as he has for his entire career. And now we're going into the playoffs, and he's been inconsistent in terms of his field goal attempts and how he's going to play. I just think something's going on. And I'll still take that drink from you, by the way.
All right, you guys have a good one.
Hey, thanks, David. Appreciate it.
I'm excited about tonight.
I'm excited about that drink at Drake's with David.
They get drinks everywhere.
Not really. You'd be surprised. I tell you what, 9 out of 10 people on the text line wouldn't buy me a drink.
Wow.
I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Let's go to we got Matt Barnes in a couple minutes. Let's go to George in the jungle.
Gentlemen, it is a beautiful day.
Yeah, it's all right.
You know what? It's all right. Teamwork makes the dream work. And when they get in their heads, they just don't have it. Whether it was Boogie's injury or Kevin worried about who loves Kevin, you know, play ball. Play defense. The scoring will come. The other thing is, if it's breaking down, Kevin Durant, do what Kevin Durant does. Take the ball and score. Just go down the middle and rip it. You know, all we need is for the guys to realize they all have their parts and nobody's any better on this team than anybody else is. That's the division right there. This is the first time in Warriors, this run of the Warriors, where somebody wants to be recognized as I'm the best.
Thanks for the call, George. It's an interesting premise. Interesting mm-hmm. premise. By the way, we're getting Matt Barnes right now. Well, okay, let me tell you the little story then, what the Clipper fans are doing. You realize they're printing T-shirts that they're going to wear tonight, the fans, and it's to take off on the Warriors, we believe.
They're biting because the Warriors have done that, left T-shirts on the seats.
Yeah, you know, everybody does it now. Yeah. But the point is, the Clippers T-shirts say, we believe, and the B-E-L, the I-E
okay.
is 31.
Oh,
our EI rather is
creative.
31 for the comeback. Yeah. We got him. We got Matt Barnes.
Miss me with that.
What's up, Matt Barnes?
What's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
All right.
Matt Barnes, member of the We Believe team. And you know, I never figured this out, and I have to ask her. Matt Barnes, my mother's favorite player.
And my wife's too.
It's a fact.
Love it here. Yep.
It's a fact. So congratulations there, Matt. And she goes back to We Believe, so you're not going to remember this, but she came up and hugged you one time.
Tell them both thank you. I appreciate it.
She hugged you and said, oh, my gosh, you're so sweet. I love you so much. Anyway, hey, can we put the rat on the table, as my partner likes to say? What do you think is going on with Kevin Durant? You can't tell me that this is normal.
I mean, I just think he's in an awkward situation. I think, you know, he's, to me, the best player in the game, but he's just always being criticized for something. You know what I mean? And people could say he's sensitive or whatever it is. But that's not a bad thing. People don't really know what it's like to just always constantly be attacked. You know what I mean? Because he is a good dude, you know, be a teammate and a friend. So it's just a lot. And when he speaks out, and that's kind of what I've been saying on the talk shows that I've been doing, is KD's not someone that's going to force the game. He doesn't need to. You know, he's very efficient in what he does. I mean, at the end of the day, he's still averaging 22 a game. So it's just crazy the amount of criticism and blame he's always taking. And sometimes he just gets fed up with it.
Matt, I think just like you, you know, it's like an episode of True Detective in the studio. We're trying to figure out, you know, what's going on. But you, I, and KD have something in common. We all think Tupac is the greatest rapper alive. And if he were alive, what would he tell Kevin Durant this? And this is what I want to ask you, Matt. You played. What Patrick Beverly is doing is becoming a thing. Whether it's right or wrong, it's becoming a thing in social media. And the perception, although not reality, is that it's under KD's skin. And I just believe the great Tupac would tell KD, go out there and drop 40 so we can put this to rest. Am I wrong with that thought process?
I think it's coming. I definitely think it's coming. You know what I mean? I think that I've been saying I think everyone's been so caught up in that matchup. And, you know, it's not about that matchup. KD's just been doing what he's supposed to do. Like I said, he's still shooting almost 50% from the field, you know, 90% from the line. And, you know, game one, they were up 20, gets kicked out. I don't even think he gets kicked out if it's a close game. But he's sending him a message that, like, you know, you can do all these antics. It's not going to be enough. You know, game two is back and forth. Like I said, I think the refs get so caught up in the matchup that they're allowing Patrick Beverley to do stuff. You know what I mean? He'll get all over him, and KD will take his space, and it's an offensive foul. You know what I mean? So I think they're too caught up in that matchup. And like he thinks, it's not about that matchup. It's about the team winning. You know what I mean? So, but I agree with you on that. I think a big game is coming, you know, whether it's today or the next game, but something's coming.
Matt, are you surprised? And we're talking to Matt Barnes, former Warrior, member of the We Believe team. Matt, are you surprised that Lou Williams is basically doing whatever he wants against a team that usually is pretty darn good defensively?
I'm not surprised. You know, Lou's been doing this for a long time. You know, he's a professional scorer. Him and James Harden, I think, are very similar. They understand the angles, they understand the rules, and they understand how to get their fouls when they want and get to where they want. So he's a tough cover. But you have to try to limit everyone else. You know, Lou's going to get what he's going to get, just like teams know that Steph and KD are going to get what they're going to get. You know, so you have to try to limit everyone else. You know, Montrezl Harrell's been a monster, but like I said, I think everyone's overreacting. It's one game. I don't know if the Clippers will win another game, but it's the Warriors. So, and DeMarcus got hurt. So you have to have a lot of conversation about it, but I think everyone's overreacting. It's just one game.
Matt, we always talk about leadership and leadership.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.